Hey everyone, it's Hannah. Welcome to Hannah's Hypothesis. I'm so excited to share my love of science with all of you. In each episode, we'll dive deep into fascinating questions and unravel the mysteries behind them. Before we get started, I'd like you to meet my awesome friend, Pepper. She's a fluffy and cuddly cat with gray and white fur. Whenever I sit down to record an episode, Pepper loves to snuggle up right next to me. Her purrs make our science adventures even more enjoyable. So give a warm welcome to my furry co-host and friend, Pepper the Cat. So, are you ready for some scientific fun? Awesome. Today's question is a big one. Have you wondered why the sky is blue? I mean, seriously, why isn't it pink or purple? Why? Great question, Pepper. Well, to find out the answer, I did some digging. Investigation. Turns out the sky appears blue because of something called scattering. When sunlight reaches Earth, it contains different colors, like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. But it's blue light that scatters around the sky. Right, Pepper. So, here's the trick. When sunlight passes through Earth's atmosphere, it collides with tiny particles, like dust particles and water droplets. Even molecules. These particles are much smaller than the wavelength of the blue light, causing them to scatter in all directions. And because your eyes are more sensitive to blue light, that's what we see when we look up. You're absolutely right, Pepper. But what about those beautiful sunsets we see? Why does the sky turn orange, pink, and purple then? Well, during sunset, the sky has to travel through a thicker layer of the Earth's atmosphere, which scatters away more of the blue and green light. This allows the warmer colors like red and orange to dominate the sky, creating those breathtaking hues. Oh, you're wondering if the sky is always blue everywhere on Earth, aren't you? Well, it's not always blue. In some parts of the world, when there's a lot of pollution, or even during a sandstorm, the sky can turn gray or even brown. That's a great point, Pepper. Our atmosphere is pretty amazing. It not only gives us the air we breathe, but it also puts on a fantastic show every day. And understanding the science behind it makes it even more mind-blowing. That's it for today's episode of Hannah's Hypothesis. I hope you had as much fun as I did exploring why the sky is blue. Remember, science is all around us, and there's always something new to discover. So keep asking questions and never stop exploring. Thanks for joining us, Pepper the Cat, and thank you for listening. Stay curious, my friends, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Hannah's Hypothesis, a science podcast for kids. Bye!